If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day. We ask that your name be glorified as we read more of the spread of your word from the Acts of the Apostles. We celebrate what you are doing for us, and we celebrate what you have done for us and how in your resurrection you are leading us to eternal life. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is a unique day. Today is the memorial of Saint Stanislaus, bishop and martyr, who is a patron of the Polish people, so you can rest assured there will be either today or around this weekend a big celebration of Saint Stanislaus in some parts of both Poland and also here in other countries and also here in the United States among Polish communities. Especially parishes named after Saint Stanislaus. We've had two here in Boston, I believe, maybe even more. So very powerful reality of this is the day of the memorial of Saint Stanislaus. There are two sets of readings, the ones obviously for Saint Stanislaus, which the first reading is Revelation 12, 10 through 12a. But as you know, the preferred reading, if you're not making that the central celebration of the day, is the continuation of the weekly readings. So that's Acts 5, 27 through 33. You can find both readings in your daily missal that you hopefully you're using to follow along. And if you're not, you know how we do that here. So that's Acts 5, 27 through 33. The reading is from Acts is something that is important, but often can be taken out of context. And that's an issue. Well, let me explain what it is that the apostles are brought before the high priest and obviously the Sanhedrin, and they're given that line that, you know, we told you not to be doing this. And the response was, we must obey God rather than men. And then Peter goes on and explains what is happening here. So in doing so, as Peter explains this and teaches this, that this is who Jesus is, that, and a key thing here, he says that God is now has exalted him at the right hand of the Father. He is came to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. So remember, that mission of Jesus is repentance of sins, and he is at the right hand of the Father now. Now, obviously, the Pharisees and the high priest and the Sanhedrin and the Sadducees, they don't want to hear any of this. They don't want to hear this at all. But you understand that they are bringing the message that Jesus died for all. In this case, he died for them. And of course, like I said, they're not hearing this. Now, interesting line in this, and that is that actually Peter says, calls him the God of our fathers. Our is the key word I'm showing there. So he's saying, no, remember, he's benefiting all of us here. He's saving all of us. But again, they didn't want to hear it. And says a term, killed him, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. Interesting, a long time ago, I saw a report of, they were talking, I won't say what network, it was a news report, and they were talking about how people were using words in poetry, maybe about Jesus, that were, they considered disrespectful. And one of them was that Jesus hung on a tree, and it's mentioned, I think, three times in the Acts of the Apostles. So it really shows, you know, before you make a complaint over what someone has said, make sure you understand the context and make sure you understand that they're not repeating something that's actually in the Bible. And that is actually in the Bible, that Jesus was hung on a tree, meaning, of course, the wood of the cross. We all know that. And we understand that powerful message there. But there's something that I wanted to touch on, which I think is really important because it can be really misused. And that's a problem. And I'm speaking as someone, there's a reason why I say this. I'm speaking to someone who's had my share of letters of reprimand for being outspoken. I want you to know. The whole thing is that the apostles are brought before the high priest, and you can assume this Sanhedrin, and they make this statement, we have to obey God rather than men. So sometimes there may be a law that comes out and people will disobey the law. And by the way, they don't realize, they turn around and say they're being arrested. Well, if you disobey the law, you will be arrested. That's just the way it goes. So they disobeyed the law. We saw this a lot in COVID. And their response was, we have to obey God rather than men. That is true. And that will come to us from St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. We find this in Acts. But you have to be careful using that because you need to look at the bigger picture. And I can give you a classic example. I think in Canada, they shut down all the churches. I think they did in California and a few other states. In Massachusetts, the churches worked with the state and came up with a solution. So before you turn around and say, well, we have to obey God rather than men, obviously it is God's will that you work together to find a solution so you don't end up in that spot. Because let's face it, when the state comes in and shuts down churches for health reasons, and there may be very good reasons for health reasons, but that has to be addressed properly. And then the churches respond instead of saying, let's work something out here, come back and say, we have to obey God rather than men. It doesn't sit well with churches or the state, and both sides lose. So obviously you want to work on both sides. Now at the time during COVID, no one understood COVID, and we had this issue where obviously people were afraid of catching COVID. And the government is saying, we're afraid that COVID will spread. Well, of course people were saying, well, I don't want to get COVID. And so all this thing came in. So you need to work things out before you go to the point that say, no, we want to obey God rather than we have to obey God rather than men. In the case of the Pharisees and of the high priest and the Sanhedrin, there was no working anything out. It wasn't. They were, you've been told to stop doing this, and the Holy Spirit is guiding the apostles to do the exact opposite of what they are ordering. And what's happened is there is no working out. So the apostles are in a position where either they obey the Sanhedrin, the high priest, the Sanhedrin, etc., or they obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. So they choose to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But do know this, there is a discernment place in process. Remember, St. Paul himself says, to discern the spirits. And that's an important reality. So if someone says, well, God told me to open my church and not to listen to the government, you have to be careful of that. You have to make sure that did God really tell you that, and you work around it. And if, and then come to the point saying, as we did here in Massachusetts, a wonderful thing, thank you to the government here, let's work something out here. And they did. And that's the step. You only go to that step when you have a situation. Classic example was Mexico, when they shut down all the churches. No, we're going to shut down all churches. And then you had the Cristero War after they went out and they shot priests, and they hung them from telephone poles and everything else that was going on. And you had the Cristero War that was responding to this. And obviously, the Cristeros won, although some of the laws from that time are still in place in Mexico. But when you have an impasse, then you have issues. But that's the whole point. You work with the government. The government works with the churches to make sure there is no impasse. That's what you're supposed to do. We're supposed to work together for peace. There is a separation of church and state. Absolutely, there is. But separation of church and state doesn't mean that we separate the church and the state so there is no cooperation between the two. What you actually need is a working together to together bring peace. And that's the role. So can you use that term? You know, we have to obey God rather than men. Yes, that's always the case. But God would also encourage you, and remember those famous words of the Holy Spirit is a spirit of peace, to work things out so that you never come to an impasse that severe. In the case of the Acts of the Apostles, that didn't happen. That was not possible. There were two exact opposite positions. And the positions were, you will not preach on Jesus, and the apostles were, we have no choice. We're going to believe God rather than men. There was an impasse. There was nothing else to do. So the role of the church and the state is to work together so you never come to that impasse. So you do have to realize that. You need to work together. When one side overpowers the other, that never leads to peace. But when they're working together to bring peace, that often works. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.